Good morning and welcome to the Tabernacle this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We welcome those of you that are in our sanctuary, that are joining us on Facebook and on our YouTube, those in our, who are in our overflow. We are streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Taylor Tabernacle, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. We are so happy you decided to join us this morning. Hey, before we start off this morning, I want us just to do one thing, because you guys know I like it lively. I like it lively. Amen. Amen. I want us just to take 1 minute, 30 seconds, and give God some praise, because he raised us up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank him. We give him glory this morning because of who he is. He's bigger. He's bigger than any problem we have. He's bigger than the stars and the moon and the sky. He is God all by himself. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need you. Bless his holy name. We give him glory this morning. We praise his holy and righteous name this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you raised us up this morning, that you gave us breath and able to say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that just kind of wake you up this morning? Hallelujah. To think on the things of God. Amen. Amen. And how good, how excellent he's been to us. How good and excellent is thy name, O Lord. Amen. 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 Hey, if you are in the sanctuary or if you are with us, we're going to invite you to stand as we go into our scripture. Our scripture this morning is going to be 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. Somebody will grab you one real quick. Once again, that's 1 John chapter 2. Verse 9 through 11. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Amen, amen. That's what we see in the world today. We hate brother hating brother, sister hating our fellow man. We walk in darkness, hallelujah. But when Jesus came in on the scene, he brought the light. He brought the light that never grows dim. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, go with me to the throne of grace for a minute, if you will. Most holy and wise Father, we thank you. We thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory this morning, Lord. We thank you that you helped us rise this morning, Lord. Put foot to floor, Lord, and able to give you glory this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you started us on our way and you helped us all to arrive safely. And those that didn't come out this morning, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they're clothed in their right mind and able to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we ask that it not be robbery that we lift our voice and give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for all things, Father. We thank you for the good, Father. We thank you for the bad, because we know in that we grow and you will see us through, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, simply because you're God and you are worthy. You are worthy of it all, Lord. You are worthy of it, Lord. You are the height, the breadth, and the depth of love to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You've shown us love, unwavering love, undying love, and unfading love. Time upon time, Lord, you have made a way for us. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you how you love us even when we don't love ourselves. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name this morning, Lord. We give you glory this morning, Lord. In Jesus' precious and holy, 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 matchless name I pray. Amen. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. The next voice you're going to hear is going to be our own Reverend John Cureton bringing us the word this morning. Hallelujah. We look forward to it. Amen. Our Reverend Cureton.
From Taylor Nation, amen. We welcome and God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you and pray the love of Jesus towards you right now. We pray the presence of the Lord, even that of the Holy Spirit, to come upon you richly in this life moment that we share together. Amen. We pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit because in many ways this has been a tough week. Both locally and nationally, amen. We've woken up and gone to sleep with the horror of unjust killings, gun violence against black and brown and Asian communities. Amen. And, on the way to the word today, and you may be seated in the sanctuary, I want to share with you a passage of an essay from the late African American theologian, Dr. James H. Cone, amen. And among many titles, Dr. Cone was a distinguished professor of systematic theology at the Union Theological Seminary in New York, New York, amen. And it's important to recognize our black theologians, amen. And I didn't have a lot of time to get this on the screen. Deacon is going to try to help me to get it on the screen, but just before the service, I got a text for tonight, sponsored by Shiloh Baptist Church in Trenton, New Jersey, where the Reverend Dr. Darrell L. Armstrong is the pastor. They're having a forum led by black theologians. The featured guest, Reverend Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, distinguished professor at Vanderbilt University. And the theme tonight is Making Black Lives Matter: Race, Religion, and Equal Rights in America. Amen? Amen. And so they had this planned. It's at 5 o'clock. It's tonight. It's a Zoom, so you can join in from where you are, just as many of you are doing this morning. Amen. And if you, they're gonna do their best to get that out in the chat on the live stream right now. But if you have any trouble getting it or it doesn't get through to you, just catch up with us right after service. Amen. And so I just happened to be reading this week, and you're reading because you're trying to make sense of it all. Amen. And Dr. Cone, he wrote this essay years ago, and it was titled Theology's Great Sin: Silence in the Face of White Supremacy. Amen. Amen. Pray for me this morning. Amen. He begins with two quotes. The first from the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he says, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." He then follows with a quote, maybe more familiar to us, from the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he says, "We will have to repent, not merely for the vitriolic words and actions of bad people, but for the appalling silence of the good people." Amen. Amen. Dr. Cone, in his essay, he says that Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Martin Luther King were two of the most outspoken Christian theologians against injustice and suffering in the 20th century. Bonhoeffer, a German Lutheran, was hanged in a Nazi prison in Flossenbürg in Bavaria on April 9th, 1945. King, an African American Baptist, was assassinated while fighting for garbage workers in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4th, 1968. Both were 39 years old at the time of their death. What distinguished Bonhoeffer and King from most theologians was their refusal to keep silent about the great moral issues of their time and situation, and their ability to use these injustices in their societies to challenge religious meaning. They opposed Nazi and American racism fiercely, knowing that it would probably lead them to their death. When Christ calls a man, Bonhoeffer said, he bids him come and die. King was just as prophetic and courageous, saying, if physical death is the price I must pay to free my white brothers and sisters from the permanent death of the spirit, then nothing could be more redemptive. The lives and writings of Bonhoeffer and King tell us far more about what it means to be a Christian and a theologian than all the great tomes in the history of theology. Their martyrdom placed Christian identity at the foot of the cross and in the midst of oppressed people fighting for justice and freedom. We need more theologians like Bonhoeffer and King, more scholars in religion with the courage to speak out against what is wrong. Amen. Amen. And we have that tonight at 5 o'clock. On the Zoom, sponsored by Shiloh Baptist Church in Trenton, New Jersey. Amen. Get the info. Amen. And for the church, amen, supporting their arguments of Drs. Bonhoeffer, King, and Cone, we find in Proverbs 31 and 9, the instruction of the Lord. He says, speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Amen. Glory to God. If we need word for it, amen. If we need word for it, God has provided it. He says in Proverbs 31 and 9, speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. And listen, it's not always comfortable. Amen. And you may not always be comfortable in your spirit. Amen. At the march yesterday, we marched. Amen. And in our spirit, not everything that was said matched up with our own. Amen. But we didn't have to speak that. Amen. But we spoke against oppression and injustice and injustice because it was the right thing to do. Amen. And so at this beginning, before we go to the word, I just want to thank many of the organizations that have led the charge and have spoken out against racism and injustice in this day that we live in now. Amen. I want to thank them for their protest against oppression, poverty, and systematic imprisonment. Amen. And my prayer, our prayer this morning, is that God will lead them in their continued work. So I say thank you to the NAACP. May God lead you in your continued work. Amen. I say thank you to Black Lives Matter. Amen. May God lead you in your continued work. Amen. I say thank you to the American Civil Liberties Union. May God bless you and lead you in your continued work. Amen. I say thank you to the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. May God lead you in your continued work. I say thank you to Asian Americans Advancing Justice. May God lead you in your continued work. I say thank you to the National Action Network. May God lead you in your continued work. Rock the vote. Rise the vote. More than a vote. May God lead you in your continued work. And there are more organizations, but even more, there are more individuals to thank. Young adults, men and women and children that have lifted up the cause to fight oppression, fight injustice, and speak up for what is right, speaking against the evil that we have seen with our own eyes. Thank you to those who have marched peacefully and have not grown weary in well-doing. But you continue to march on. May God lead you in your continued work. Glory to His name. Protest, by definition, will always be disruptive. Amen. Protest, by definition, will always be uncomfortable. And as Christians, as believers, our citizenship in heaven does not exempt us from protest. Our membership in our church home does not exempt us from participation in our home city and our home nation. Instead, the Christian is uniquely positioned to be seen and heard. And we are spiritually empowered to defend the oppressed. Amen. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, come, let us pray for our time together. Amen. Father, clear our mind this morning from personal bias. Empty us out before you that we may break down your word together, led by the Holy Spirit and grounded in truth. Lord, your servant is not worthy except you join us in this moment. We pray that you increase as I decrease. Call out to our faith this morning that we may draw down on it, rely on it, and be strengthened for the days ahead. Prepare our hearts to share the gospel in speech and works. Through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We're going to start today. We're going to go to the text in the 146th Psalm. Amen. We're going to start in our text today in the 146th Psalm. Amen. And if you're there, it reads as this. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath go forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. But happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. If we dropped back a little further and hit just one verse in Genesis, the 32nd chapter, that 26th verse, here we find Jacob wrestling through the night with God. And he says to God in verse 26, well, God is saying to him, let me go for the day breaks. But Jacob says, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. As we study the text this morning together, I'd like to explore on this thought. One way to pray during a protest. Amen. Amen. One way to pray during a protest. Amen. This 146th Psalm, it begins with praise and acknowledgement. Amen. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being. Amen. See, we have this saying in the church. We say, God is good all the time. Amen. And then we say, all the time, God is good. Amen. And here God is declaring that all times, at all times, He is worthy of praise. Amen. So even in the midst of protest, even in the midst of oppression, amen, I'm declaring it now that if you're hearing the reading of the verse in 1 and 2, and if there's breath in your lungs, and if there's life in your body still, draw down on faith this morning. Call on Him who is your strength, your refuge, your strong tower. Amen. Call on Him who will take you from healing to being made whole. Praise the name of the Lord, mighty in strength, mighty in battle. Glory to the name of the Most High God. Amen. Listen, listen, Pentecostal Christians, amen, we're characterized by our praise. Amen. It doesn't take much. It just takes that one determined saint to begin a praise, and then two or three will start to join together, and before you know it, an entire congregation is moving in praise. And listen, in your praise, this is what I want you to remember. It is as if you are protesting against the accuser. Amen. You see, one way to pray during a protest is to deny the haters access to your heart. Amen. In our praise, we protest against labels that have been placed upon us. Amen. In our praise, we protest against historical hate, and we move into the adopted position that we hold in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So maybe you don't understand the significance of being on the wake-up list this morning. Glory to God. But don't count out God. Wipe your eyes. Seek Him for mercy. Amen. And when we give Him praise, this is what we also find. God has given us encouragement that's already in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So then we praise Him. Amen. And then one way we can do is then go pray the scriptures that He's already placed in the Word of God. And it has not run out. Glory to God. Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, 21 through 23. We know this verse, but we know it because we sing it. Amen. Glory to God. We don't always know how to find it. Most of the time, I forget that it is in Lamentations. Amen. But it says here, verse 21, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Amen. He's saying this I recall. Amen. For us, we can go to the written. We have the blessing of the written word of God. If we don't remember what was spoken, if we don't remember what pastor said, if we don't remember what grandmama said, amen, we have the written word of God. The brother told me this morning, he said when he opens the Bible every day, he'll pray the date. Amen. The brother told me, he'll go, if it's 4:25, he'll go to Psalm, the 4th chapter and the 25th verse. Amen. If you don't know what to do, God will give you a way to get to His Word. Amen. And we have the blessing that it's written down. So He says, I recall it to my mind, and because I recall the Word of God, I have hope. Even in a tough week. Even in a tough week when it's tough to wake up and it's tough to go to sleep. Amen. But it says, verse 22, it's because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Amen. Glory to God. It's because of the Word of God that we as Christians do not become overwhelmed to the point where we cannot walk through this trouble that we face day by day by day by day. Glory to God. The Word of God is counsel to us. Amen. Glory to God. The Word of God will work in our mind and it will transform us and it will heal our mind. It will move us. This is how the old saints moved through depression and anxiety, because they held on to the Word of God. Glory to God. He said, it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Glory to God. Somebody said that's old school. No, that's today. Verse 23, He says they're new every morning. Glory to God. We woke up this morning with the new mercies of God. Glory to God. It's why we can say, great is Thy faithfulness. Glory to His name. It's not just a song. It's the Holy Scripture, the promises of God to the believer. Glory to God. The Lord's mercies in the face of oppression, poverty, and injustice. So one way to pray during a protest is to pray the Scripture. Amen. Pray the Scripture. Amen. And when you pray the Scripture, come on, this is what He says about oppression. Amen. So we have the Word with us. Zechariah 7, 8 through 10. Amen. And the Word of the Lord came again to Zechariah. This means not the first time. This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. Amen. Glory to God. God speaks word against oppression. God speaks word against systematic racism and imprisonment. Amen. Proverbs, the 14th chapter, the 31st, says, whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, for Father God. But whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Amen. Glory to His name. Psalm 9, 7 through 10 says this, the Lord reigns forever and He has established the throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know Your name trust in You, for You, O Lord, have never forsaken those who seek You. Amen. We can pray these scriptures for peaceful protest. God's Word guides us in our actions. Amen. I told you, sometimes it's tough when you're in the march, amen, because the march, you know, it can be swaying one way or another, but as the Christian, we hold on to God's Word, amen, so that we can march against oppression in the right way. Romans 12, 17 to 21 says this, it says, keep this Word on your mind. It says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, that means your self-control, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In this, you will heap burning coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. This is God's Word guiding us when we march. This is God's word guiding us when we engage in these conversations. This is Him guiding us. The counsel of God through prayer and scripture. Amen. Listen, moving through Psalm 146, God is just teaching us to lower our expectance on the limited ability of humanity and increase our dependence on the true source of life, Father God.
Amen.
And when we're honest, glory to God, we said it was a tough week. When we're honest, sometimes there's a contrast between the victorious praise of a Christian and our life circumstance. Amen. On one hand, our praise is high. And on the other hand, we're fighting depression because of the failings of men that surround us. Amen. But listen, even in verse 3 and 4, God chooses a king. God chooses King David. He chooses a king, a ruler of all. We call him a president today. He chooses a ruler, King David, to directly speak to the limited nature of humanity. Amen. They're saying, even as king, even from the, this is the king, this is the president saying, do not put your trust in princes. Amen. This is God's appointed man saying, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. That means they're going to die just like we're going to die. And it says in that very day, his plans perish. Amen. He says, God's word is counseling us not to put so much faith in people. Amen. Glory to God, because the plans that we work out together, the political strategies that we gather and put together, those things are going to fail. They're going to go into the earth. They're going to go into the grave when we go. Amen. Yes, we'll have advances. Yes, we'll move over time. Amen. Yes, things are better now than they were for our parents and our grandparents and our great grandparents. Amen. But all these great plans, all these great ideals will go to the grave. Amen. God says, and even chooses the king, King David, to point it out. He says, trust in him. Amen. Don't trust in the princes. Don't trust in the president. Glory to God. But go to your maker. Amen. Verse 5. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Here's the help coming. Glory to his name. Glory to the help's on the way. Glory to God. Verse 5, the word says, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help. Amen. Glory to God. I'm here and I'm studying. Amen. And this is halfway through Psalm 146. And I read this. It says, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help. So I was happy for the help. Amen. I was happy not just for the help, but the help was coming for God. But I had to stop because I had to say, well, wait a minute. Why is it help of the God of Jacob? Where does Jacob come into this? Amen. Where does Jacob fit in this? You know, when we think back about Jacob, you may know he was the grandson of Abraham. Amen. Abraham being the father of our faith. And maybe you know, maybe you didn't know, but he was born and he was known as the trickster. Amen. And from birth, he's known as the trickster. He's going through just through his life. He just made various missteps. We're going to call it. Amen. His character was called to the table a few times. Amen. And because of this, he's in a situation where his own brother, amen, his own brother wants to kill him. Amen. And listen to this, under the law of the time. Amen. Under the way that man had it set up. Amen. Even had it that he'd be justified. His brother would be justified in killing him. Amen. So he's in this situation. His own past, his own actions have put him in a situation. His brother has put him in a situation. Amen. And then he's also in a situation where the law is against him. Amen. Amen. Sound familiar? Amen. Amen. Anybody want some help from the God of Jacob? Amen. And so I had to go back, and this is in Genesis. It's in the 32nd chapter. Amen. And it's down in 24 to 26, and it tells me what was going on. It says Jacob has this moment alone with God. Amen. So take advantage of your moments alone with God. Amen. It says, and he was wrestling through the night. Amen. A man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Amen. Verse 25. Now, when God saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Jacob did not let go. Amen. Jacob was hurt. Amen. Jacob was in a situation. Amen. But Jacob was desperate. Amen. Glory to God. And I'll throw this in early. One way to pray during a protest is to pray desperately like Jacob. Amen. I'll throw that in early. We'll come back. And so in verse 26, God says, let me go for the day breaks. Amen. Remember, God's preparing new mercies for us. He's getting new mercies ready for the morning. He says, I've got to move on. I've got to move on. But Jacob says to him, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Amen. Amen. What we see here in Genesis, the 32nd chapter and the 22nd verse, is that Jacob is holding a protest. Think about it. Glory to God. He's holding on, and he will not let go, and he's desperate, and he will not let go until God blesses him. Amen. Jacob has interrupted God's schedule. Jacob is holding a sit-in protest. Even as the morning comes, Jacob is still protesting. God is preparing a worldwide batch of new mercies for the rest of us. But Jacob, who is uncomfortable now because his hip has been touched, Jacob continues to hold on. Jacob insists and petitions God for blessing. And so one way to pray during a protest is to pray to the God of Jacob. Pray desperately as he did. Glory to God. May God lead you in your continued work. Amen. Jacob could see the immediate danger that he and his family faced, and he chose to seek the Lord. He didn't ask necessarily for a specific blessing, but he allowed God to choose, knowing that the God who sees you was fully aware of what was going on. Amen. And Jacob is blessed more than what he could ask or even think. Amen. His immediate situation is not only resolved, but God transforms his family for generations to come. Amen. Listen, in the midst of his protest, in the midst of him desperately seeking God, he is transformed. Salvation has come his way. His past sins are forgiven, and he goes forth with the name Israel, no longer known by his past labels, but he goes by the name Israel, which means he that prevailed and that was triumphant with God. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. So I say one way to protest, to pray during a protest, is to pray in desperation like Jacob and hold on until change comes. Glory to his name. We call out to our God today. We call out to our Creator. Glory to God. Why do we call out to God? Why do we call out to him who's our Creator? Well, he tells us, verse 6, he says, who made heaven and earth? God's saying, I'm the one who made everything. the sea and all that in them is. I love that passage of the scripture. It's throughout the Bible, amen. God reminding us that He's the Alpha and the Omega, that He's our beginning and our end, that He knew us before we were in our mother's womb, and He loved us. God loved us from the beginning, and He will love us until the very end. Glory to God. God will outpour His love on us until we meet Him in heaven. This is the amen of Jesus Christ. Jesus keeps the truth forever. Amen. He will not release us to the failings of men, but He will hold on to us. And Jesus will honor the purpose for which we were created.
Amen.
Glory to God. The love of Jesus is purposed for us to overcome. Amen. The rest of this psalm, it's the love of God towards us in this situation. And one way to pray during a protest is to pray these scriptures and pray to the Lord. Verse 7, who executes justice for the oppressed. We pray to the Lord who gives food to the hungry. We pray to the Lord who gives freedom to the prisoners. We pray to the Lord who opens the eyes of the blind. We pray to the Lord who raises those who are bowed down. We pray to the Lord who loves the righteous. We pray to the Lord who watches over the strangers. We pray to the Lord who relieves the fatherless and the widows. Glory to God. And let me tell you what God tells us in verse 9. God always wins. But the way of the wicked, He turns upside down. Glory to His name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to His name. Yes, Lord. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Come, Holy Spirit. Glory to Your name. God says that He shall reign forever. God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, young people, praise the Lord. Young people, He has come for all generations. Glory to God. He has planned for you in this time of protest. Young people, God is ready for you. He said in Psalm 102 and 18, this shall be written for the generation to come. God has planned for you. The people which He has created shall praise the Lord. Amen. God has positioned this point in time for the generation He created to rise and bring glory to His name. He will use you for the cause of this age. And so our prayer for you is that may God lead you in your continued work. Amen and amen. This is the word of the Lord for today. Amen. Speak up, saints of God. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Amen. Can I read this prayer? This prayer of witness from the Catholic Social Justice Center. Glory to His name. Pray with me. Spirit of God, we have heard Your call to share in building up the kingdom of God. Fill us with the desire to change ourselves and to change the world. Inflame our passion for justice into a commitment to address unjust situations and structures. Deepen our concern for our sisters and brothers in America and overseas who endure the burdens of poverty, war, exploitation,
and persecution. Let us enthusiastically play our part in the mission of the church in the modern world. Banish any complacency in our hearts and minds. Teach us to recognize the lack of justice. May we always act in the spirit of justice. May we envisage, pray, and create a different sort of world in which injustice is replaced with a renewed sense of solidarity and care. Enlivened by the Spirit, may we go forth in the peace of the Holy Spirit to love and serve the Lord. Amen. And amen. And amen. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. We thank God for His word on this morning. Amen. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Glory to His name. Before we transition, I'd like to take a moment. Amen. And if there's anyone here in the sanctuary or online on our streaming channels, amen, if you have not expressed your faith in Jesus Christ, amen, now is an opportunity, now is a time, amen. Hit us in the chat session, amen. Hit us on our webpage, amen. Hit us on our phone number, amen. Maybe you believe in God, but you're not quite sure how that relationship should work, amen. Maybe you're not even sure if you meet the requirements, amen. Glory to God. But let me tell you, in John 3:16, and I'd like to add 17 at all times, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and his only son," that's Jesus the Christ, "that whoever believes in him shall not perish." You will not have a spiritual death, but you shall have eternal life. Amen. And this is what I like about 17. Jesus didn't come. It says, there's another verse that says there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And it says here in verse 17, he says, "For God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world." That was not his purpose. But the purpose of Jesus Christ, it says, to save the world through him. Amen. Amen. So if you extend your faith to Jesus Christ right now, amen, if you call on him for restored relationship with Father God, amen, that relationship will be restored. Amen. Amen. So listen, if you accepted this call to salvation on this morning, amen, please let us know. Amen. Visit the website, www.TaylorTabernacle.com. Amen. They're putting it on the screen. It's on the streaming channel right now. We've got a contact us page. You can hit us up. Amen. Hit us up through the form. Hit us up through email. Call the phone number. Our phone number is 215-748-4578. Call, leave a voicemail. Our staff will touch base with you. We're not going to leave you alone on your Christian journey. Amen. We're going to come aside you. Amen. And guide you through the word of God. Amen. Amen. So I thank the Lord. Thank him. If you've made that claim today, amen, we thank God for you today. Amen. Know that you are saved. Know that you are God's child. Amen. Glory to his name. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Hallelujah. It's giving time. Hallelujah. It's giving time in the tabernacle. Amen. Amen. Good morning again, Taylor. At this time, we're going to praise the Lord through giving. This morning, you can give either of three ways. You can use text, you can use the U.S. mail, or you can go to our website to give by text message. Text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions on how to give to the tabernacle. You may also go to taylortabernacle.com /giving and follow those instructions. Very simple. Or you may give by U.S. mail, send check or money order. Please do not send cash through the U.S. mail. And you may send that to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. For those gathering in our sanctuary today, as always, to my right, there are two baskets in the window for your envelopes. So don't forget, and also another housekeeping note, don't forget we leave by the ramp, not by the back door. Amen. Hey, as always, we thank you for your continued support of the Tabernacle. We're going to move right on into our announcements. Pastor, you may have an extra 10 minutes next week. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a side note. Amen. Pastor collects extra minutes. I just want y'all to know Pastor collects extra minutes. Rollover. Ah, yes, 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 yes. To coin that phrase, our pastor uses rollover minutes. All right. Amen. Amen. Hey, our announcements. The pastor and the leadership of the Taylor Tabernacle once again would like to thank you for joining us in the reopening of the Tabernacle. Our live stream services will continue via Facebook and YouTube, so you may enjoy our services from the safety of your home if you are not yet comfortable to return to the sanctuary. In response to the city of Philadelphia's restrictions, we are now limited to 16 people in the sanctuary, 20 people in our third floor overflow area. Please, ma'am, please, sir, before you, if you decide to join us in person, one, don't forget to bring your mask. Two, don't forget to take your temperature before you leave home. If you feel ill, if you feel under the weather, we ask you to stay at home at this time. We want to keep everyone safe and happy and able to lift the Lord's name. Additionally, the church van service is suspended during this time, so please keep that in mind and plan your transportation accordingly to get to the Tabernacle. Our Pastor Ford is asking everyone's help, absolutely everyone's help, in reopening the Tithe Center. That's our community outreach center, computer center here at the Tabernacle. He's asking everyone to give $100 or more if the Lord lays it on your heart, if you are financially able during these times, or more this month to Turning the Tide. And I'm sure it's not just the month of April, May, June, July, August, whenever the Lord lays on your heart to lay something extra at the Tabernacle's door, they'll be more than happy to accept it. You can give online again through our TaylorTabernacle.com website, or Turning the Tide has its own website, www.turningthetide.com/donate, and click on the yellow donate button, or you can send a check or money order. Turning the Tide, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Once again, check or money order only. Please do not send cash. For those attending Sunday services, please place your checks or money orders, I've already stated, in the baskets to my right. And the staff, the pastor, and the volunteers of Turning the Tide, thank you in advance for helping to support. Also, there are envelopes for Turning the Tide on our chairs this morning, so you may place your donations there if you'd like to give in that manner. Amen? Amen. Up, Pastor, I think I cut it down. You may have 7 minutes next week. All right. Amen. We're going to have our Minister Curitan to come up and give us our benediction.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're so thankful for the time we had together. Amen. In closing, just once again, to the extent that you're able to join the discussion on the Zoom this evening at 5 o'clock. If you need that information, again, hit it in the chat. Find a way to get it from us. Don't just say, hey, I didn't get it. Find somebody in the church and get the information. Amen. I believe it'll be worthwhile. And I believe, it will, help us. Amen. And encourage. So, thanks for joining. Come on as we rise. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this point in history, which we have the opportunity to represent you in. And Father, we pray that your spirit would ever be upon us, O God, that it would guide, lead, and direct us for everything that we would say and do. And that, God, that as a result, we will have been the right image that you desire for us to portray. Help us to be light to those that are around us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.